Welcome to Shul Machshava Nadav, Shir sponsor, Lo Yinish Masayim B'Yakov Shalom, Malei Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. The Gemara in Amud Beis, when it comes to Cheshbon, when exactly is the Tkufa to become a year? Is it a 1 day or 30 days? The Gemara brings a Raya from the years of Noach. Because it says, but the years of Noach, when Noach was 601 years old, then in the first month and the first day, that's when the Charv HaMayim, that's when the became dry land in the Mabul. So the Gemara says, you see over here, even though it's only 1 day in the year, it's still considered to be a year. The Torah calls it a year. Ask the Turi Evin a simple question. Says the Turi Evin, but we're talking about here the years of Noach, not the years of the world. Maybe Noach's birthday was 3 months before. When Noach was 601 years old, and his birthday was, let's say, Tammuz. So now he's 3 months into the year. Now, in the now there's a dry land. It's not the first day of the year. It's the first day of the calendar year. It's the first day of the first month. But it's not the first day in the year because the year of Noach. We're talking about the year of Noach, not the year of the world. That's a simple question. Turi Evin says that Turi Evin, you see from here, Araya, that the years of a human being, we don't count them the way we count them today. You don't count them based on the birthday. You count them based on the years of the world. When I have a new year, which comes out in the first month, the first year, first day, as the according to Rashi at the beginning, talk about Chodesh Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei is a new year for human beings as well. Regardless of when Noach was born. Noach, let's say, was born in the middle of the year, but when came Aleph Tishrei, he turned a new year. Similar to what we said, Legabe, the fruits, the Gabe, the Netiyos, where we have the concept that the new year starts when comes the Rosh Hashanah. Also, by human being, when the new year comes, the date, the age of the person changes. That's what Turi Evin says over here. And the Turi Evin continues in Daf Yud Aleph, next Daf, and he says that that's only in before Matan Torah. But after Matan Torah, then the birthday of a person depends on his own birthday. That's where you go with it. And this is really coming to explain what Taisa says in Ardaf and Amud Aleph. We know that for Erchin, when a person says Erchi Eli, you pay based on his age. How do you count the age? Me'eis la'eis, when the entire person is born. Similarly, we know when a person is 13 years old, bar mitzvah says me'eis la'eis. That's how we pass in la'alacha. So if it's me'eis la'eis, you go from day to day, how does that work with the fact that we have the year depends on the year of the world? Says the Turi Evin, that's before Matan Torah, not after Matan Torah. But Rashi and Chumash, in Parshas Ki Siso, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Zayin, when he goes to speak about the Cheshbon of Am Yisrael, Rashi says clearly that the years of human beings depend on the year of the world, depend on the Shana. And Lashon Rashi is, Avishnois ha'anoshim, menuim leminyan shnois ha'oilom ha'matchilim mitishrei. That's how it goes, it starts from there. That's what Rashi says. And Rashi goes to answer a question, how can it be the two counts of Am Yisrael were exact the same number? So he says, the annual year, everybody has the same birthday. The birthday, the day of the birthday, changes on Rosh Hashanah. That's what Rashi says in Chumash in Parshat Ki Siso, which is after Matan Torah. So you see, Rashi, now that the Turi Evin, Rashi learns that the birthday of a person depends on the annual year, not on his own personal birthday, not Meis Leis. That's what Rashi Chumash says. And the Rishonim on the spot, the Ramban, questions Rashi. And asks the question from here, how can you say that the annual years of Adam depend on the world? Erchin, we know, goes based on Eislais. The Ramban doesn't bring it, but that's what he's talking about Bar Mitzvah as well. Bar Mitzvah goes to the day of the birthday. Rashi wants to tell me that Bar Mitzvah of everybody is on Rosh Hashanah? That doesn't make any sense. And so does Kenny Balatoises ask questions of Rashi, and therefore the Rishonim, they're arguing Rashi, and they say that obviously the annual years go of Adam go based on his birthday, not based on the years of the world. So the Maharal in the Gurayah over there comes to answer Rashi. He says, Rashi is right, then Echinami, you go based on the years of the world, not the years of Adam. But depends for what? And the way that my father Shita explains the Maharal, tries like this. When I'm trying to figure out years, and it's not enough community for the Adam himself, it just tried to figure out historical years. Then you go based on the years of the world. Just to bring a mashal for something which you know we can relate to. It's similar to a school year. Right? Every year, all the kids that were born from this date to this date, they all belong to this year of school, even though they're different ages, but they belong to that year. So you know, when I'm trying to count the years of the world, trying to figure out how many people belong to this year, everybody, all the birthdays of all the people that were born in that year all belong, and that year starts, the cutoff date is Rosh Hashanah. But when I'm speaking about a person himself, he needs to figure out Erchin, how much his value is, or he needs to figure out what is his birthday for Bar Mitzvah. Then obviously Rashi will agree that the years go based on a personal birthday. And the Maharal there says, the Rai of the True Heaven, you see from our Gemara over here, that we count the years of the world based on Rosh Hashanah, even though we're talking about the birthday of Noach. You see, that person also goes based on the years of the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.